We continue our learning Lili Nishmas Davi Bemanachem Rishon Chayacha Bepinchas Aleo. We're in the Darim Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Hanoder Min Habayis. A person takes a neder, kona malai, a bias. Maybe he says bias zeh, or he says bias in general. He prohibits himself getting out of from anything that's called the house. Mutar ba'aliyah. Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says he's permitted to get hanof from the aliyah, from the upper story of that house, or of any house for that matter, if he said bias in general, because in Lashon B'nei Adam, when you say bias, you're speaking about the lower floor, presumably because that was the main residence. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'chachamim omrim aliyah b'chlal habayis. Chachamim disagree and say, no, aliyah is included in bias. When you say bias, we assume it refers to the upper story. And therefore, if a person forbids a house based on a neder and says bias in general, so that would include the upper story, and that would be true even if there's no access to the upper story from inside the bottom floor. Still, it would be usher, even though there's no connection between the lower and upper story. Nonetheless, he says bias, we assume it includes the aliyah, even if the only way to get to the aliyah is not through the bias, is through some other access. So that is the Chacham's opinion. What's a bias in general? Bias, we assume, is something that is the minimum of 4x4 amos. That's true. We have the Yushalmi Masos in the third perek. You have that in Bava Basra. That's the general halacha when it comes to a mezuzah. The area has to be 4x4 amos, minimally, to have the status of a house. Hanodir min ha'aliyah. So once again, Rabbi Meir's of the opinion, Hanodir min ha'abayis is mutar ba'aliyah. V'achachamim omer aliyah is bechlal ha'abayis. It's included in bias as well. Hanodir min ha'aliyah, mutar ba'abayis. But everyone agrees, the person makes an edge, I'm not getting benefit from aliyah, kona malai, aliyah, or aliyos in general, or aliyah zoo. So he's allowed to get hana from the bias itself, from the lower floor. That is not included. Perek Zayin Mishnah, hey, Hanodir min ha'mita. What's included in mita? A bed. Mutra ba dargosh. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Mita is a bed, and it doesn't include dargosh. What's a dargosh? So the Gemara offers two possibilities. Either a dargosh is an arsa de gada, which means arisas mazal, which is a bed, some type of bench or bed or couch, which they would set for the purpose of mazal habayis, just good fortune in the house, good luck in the house, and it was there for kavod and not for utility. No one would use it. That's one possibly what a dargosh is, and therefore, if you know dim and amita, it does not include the dargosh. And others say in the Gemara, it's arsa de tzila. What does that mean? Arisas or is it was something that was you that was utility there, but it doesn't have the status of a real mita. Arisas or it's made out of leather, and some of Farshim explain that it was a small bed that was placed in front of the larger bed in order, it was like a stool, in order to climb up. So if you know dim and amita, you're mutter ba dargosh. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim amar, no, not true. Dargosh bichlal mita. Dargosh is included in mita. You say mita, that includes the stool, this dargosh, this bed, whether it's there for kavod or to climb up to the top bed, that includes a dargosh as well. You can't get off from that. Hanodim min ha'dargosh, though, that everyone agrees mutar ba'mita. Dargosh obviously does not include mita. Hanodim min ha'ir mutar likanes l'tchum ha'shaliyah. So we have to remind ourselves of what we learned in Erevin. We spoke there about the Tchum Shabbos. Every person is not permitted to go more than 2,000 amos beyond the city's limits. But where do we decide where that tchum is measured from? So they can be extend beyond the city itself. If there's even one house, one residence within 70 and two-thirds amos from the edge of the city, that's included as part of the city. And we only start the 2,000 amos from that point. In fact, you have another house and another house and another house. And until the point where it's beyond 70 and two-thirds amos, and then you begin counting your 2,000 amos from there. So that 70 and two-thirds amos is known as ibura shel ir, the literally pregnancy, the extension of the city, and that's as part of the city. So a person makes a neder, he's not getting hana from a particular city, so what does that include? Mutuli kanes l'tchuma shel ir, but va'asuli kanes l'ibura. So here, if he says he's not getting hana from a city, he's allowed to enter the tchum of the city, which is the 2,000 amos of the city, but he cannot enter the ibura shelir, that extra, the 70 and two-thirds amos that we speak of. Why? Because Lashon B'nei Adam, when people talk about a city, they usually do not include the tchum, but the extension of the 70 and two-thirds amos, that we usually assume is part of the city the way people speak, and therefore neder that was mentioned about a particular city prohibits the person from entering the city itself, and the 70 and 2,000, the extension of the city's limits, but the 2,000 amos, that we call the tchum, that was not included in the neder. Then the Mishnah says, explaining that it's true that the ibur shilir may be included, aval hanoder the min habayis asur min haagaf vilifnim. But realize there's a difference in making an edit from a city than making an edit from a house. Person makes an edit from the city, we said you can't even be in the Ibura Shalir. But if you know Deman Abayis, it's only usur to enter min ha'agaf from the door frame and inward. So I would have thought maybe, well, the extension of the city's limits includes other things we have as well. So maybe when it comes to a house, that should include maybe along with the threshold, maybe a little bit further outside. So therefore the Mishnah says it's not true. We take a neder on a house, that includes whatever is closed by the door of the house. The threshold, which may extend outdoors, that is not included.